Hello everyone, this is Michael Sparks and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, and today is Monday, March 14th, 2014. Appreciate you getting on the call tonight. I've got a couple of topics I came up with, randomly, I guess. As they come to me, I write them down, and had a good conversation with some dealers last week, and wanted to talk the first one today about fail your way to success. I know I've thought about this topic myself, because sometimes I feel like I'm doing all the right things and they're still not working, and feel sometimes like I'm not as good at the AMSOIL business as I should be, and so I'm always looking for better ways, and but then sometimes you still just feel like you just are a failure. So I'm going to call the topic "Fail Your Way to Success." And again, I've talked to a couple of dealers on our team in some form or fashion, and I want to reach out to all dealers that feel that failure, they feel like a failure, and you know, really failing is part of growth. And failing isn't in the true sense of like I'm a total failure. It's just whatever you're working at, it's not working. So it's really a thing to step back and say, well, how can I either do it a different way, regroup, or you know, totally abandon what I was doing and try something new or different. And the only way to truly fail in AMSOIL is to quit. Otherwise, it's just all a learning experience. A lot of people call it the ant philosophy. You know how an ant will just keep, they'll try to either go through it, around it, over it, under it. They never stop until they die. So they call it the ant philosophy. And, of course, there's a big difference between failure and giving up. That's one thing you want to think about. Failure should be a learning experience. In order to succeed, to become an expert at something, they say it takes 8,000 hours to master a skill. Along the way of those 8,000 hours, you'll fail many times. Every day, as a matter of fact, we fail at something. And then we learn from it, and we get better at it. So the key is to keep going forward, trying new things, and learning from your mistakes. I pulled some stuff off the internet. I'm going to read a couple of those today. Looks like about seven things, and they're talking about this very topic as I was researching for the call tonight. Failure is a reason to investigate. Look for what went wrong rather than who's to blame. Investigation helps us determine whether there's a lack of information, a lack of training, or something that we need to shore up. Number two, failure is a reason to learn. If you're not prepared to be wrong, you'll never come up with anything original. When you take risks, you learn that there will be times when you succeed and times when you fail, and both are equally important. Number three, failure is a reason to overcome fear. And many people, I think, are afraid to fail, so they never start anything. But everything that you want is on the other side of fear. We all experience disappointment, defeat, despair. These are the tools to show us a new way. Take time to evaluate and analyze what you have learned and consider how you can attain new results. And do not be afraid to fail something. Failure is a reason to be accountable. Failure isn't fatal, but failure to change might be. Failure holds us accountable by reminding us of the difference between making a mistake and making it again and again. Failure is a reason to shift. Failure is delay, not defeat, a detour, not a dead end. Shift delay into determination, negative into positive, and negativity into optimism. Number six, failure is a reason to overcome adversity. Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of equal or greater benefit. You can build on failure, and you can use it as a stepping stone to success. Number seven, failure is reason for innovation. When we give ourselves permission to fail, we give ourselves permission to excel and innovate. Failure means you are trying new things, learning new things, and pushing yourself in new directions. And this is how this relates to your AMSOIL business. Could be several things. Maybe you've done several trade shows in the past and they never worked out as you planned, or other events. And maybe considering not those as failures, but as a reason to reevaluate and continue, determine if it's worth spending your time doing that again, or taking those efforts, those monetary dollars that you spent and your time, and focusing on something else that could be more advantageous or more successful. Another thing to think about for your AMSL business is maybe you've been working on certain types of customers or a certain market segment. Maybe it's motorcycles, or maybe it's construction companies or what have you, and you feel like that you're not getting anywhere. Consider changing your focus. Consider moving to a different market, maybe going from motorcycles to the bass boat market, or maybe you've been working in the construction market, maybe going to something that's similar but would give you better results. Starting out, so if you say, I want to target construction companies, or maybe consider landscapers as a different type of commercial account, that type of thing. Maybe you've tried online online networking and online business sales and everything. Try taking it offline, or vice versa. Consider learning to go online and what the advantages are with that, and dipping your toe in the water, as they say, for online, and you'll be surprised what you could do if you just give it a little try. Personally, I've tried various things that never seemed to work out over the years. I've sponsored a bass club once. I remember that. Never got a single call for it. I think it was a couple $100 to sponsor that thing. I've never done that one again. I've done some local events that didn't have the turnout that I had expected compared to the amount of money that I've spent. The key is to find out what works and then duplicate that. If it's working, find out how to make what is working work better or more efficiently. Consider using your current customer base as a test to find out how your customers actually became your customers. Go over your list and see if you remember where the customer came from. And then also take it a step further. Find your best customers, and you can do this in the report section of the AMSL Dealer Zone, and find out who your best customers are, whether your commercial accounts, retail, preferred customers. And then sort them by top 10 customers that you have, and find out what type of customers they are. And then find out how you got those customers. Consider talking to those customers and say, look, you're one of my best customers, and what would be your suggestion to get more customers that are like yours? And that might give you another avenue to learn something new and grow your business that way. And you can find this information in the Dealer Zone under your report section. Your best bet to understanding how that's going to work is, of course, being a premium Dealer Zone subscriber. Within that, you can get the Excel reports that you can pull out every one of your customers and then sort them by dollar amounts, highest to lowest, and that'll give you your top 10 customers. Pretty easy to do. You can also find this information in the dealer, what the heck ever it's called, it's dealer dashboard. It's in the dealer dashboard. And so then you can sort your customers by that as well. You can pull up your list of retail on the shelf, your list of commercial, your list of preferred customers, and then sort that list. And then just go down that list and determine where you found those customers or how you signed them up and all that information. Just remember, if you're not trying new things, you'll never know if they work or not. When you decide to try something new or different, don't forget to take time afterwards. They call this an after-action review. Determine if it's worth continuing on, or if it's worth abandoning, or if maybe you should abandon that idea that you had and move on to something else. But don't be afraid to fail. Don't fail your way to success. That's a key. All of us have failed many, many times in our businesses and even personal life. But if you don't keep going, trying to find something new, you're never going to hit the jackpot. If you're just treading water, eventually you're going to get tired and drown. So try to figure out how to swim and get to the shore and get yourself to the next level. Another part of the call tonight, I'm going to talk about sponsoring. And sponsoring leads to leadership. Teachers are leaders, and leaders are teachers. Anytime you can help someone get started in the AMSL business, this helps you grow as well as your new team member. New dealers will always have many questions, including some of the same questions you had when you got started. How did you get the answers for those questions? By being a resource for your newly sponsored dealer, you get to gain and retain more knowledge about our business and how it works. Doing this over and over will cement that information permanently. Where to find the information, how to look it up in the AMSL dealer zone, or you know, sometimes it's just easier to answer the question that somebody has, but if you can show them where to get their resource at, that's a bonus because you know where it's at, and then you've shown somebody else that they could then show somebody that they sponsor. Keys to sponsoring. Number one, learn how to sponsor. If you don't learn how to do it, all of this is really a moot point because if you don't know how to sign somebody up as a dealer, you don't know how that happens, you're never going to be able to do it. Obviously, we all became dealers, so the first place you should look is how you signed up. That's the best way. Learn how to sponsor. Learn how to sponsor. That was number one. Learn who to sponsor. Should you sponsor every single person you run into? Maybe, maybe not. It's always key to try to get the best people on your team. And so learning who to sponsor could be also another avenue for getting better leadership skills. The more you do the AMSL business, maybe the more picky you become on who you're going to work with and everything. Find out the skill, if they have the skill set. Find out if they're able to learn the skill set. Find out if they are interested in being AMSL dealers. I know many people that signed up that maybe they really weren't that interested, and so it's really a waste of both people's time. Number three, learn what to do after you sponsor. This is part of the leadership aspect of it, but you know, AMSL has a lot of tools in place and helping your new person that you sponsored get their T1 and learn about the products and learn how to register accounts and all that stuff. So learn what to do after you sponsor. Encouraging your new AMSL dealer that you're working with is always going to help them get on the right foot. Number four, be available. If you just sponsor somebody and then never return your calls or never return emails or never get in touch with them, they're going to get discouraged pretty quick. And, of course, if they quit, then, you wasted your time. Encourage your new person. That's number five. Be encouragement. Give encouragement. Number six, be excited. If you're excited about the business, that will build excitement with everybody that you talk to about it. If you're excited about our products, you're excited about the business opportunity, excited about working with customers and accounts, even to this day, I'm still just as excited as I am that I was when I first started out. This is an exciting business. And that excitement will transform over to the new person that you sponsored. And number seven, don't complain. Complaining doesn't help anyone, and it actually hurts the person that you just registered as a new AMSL dealer. If you do have discouraging words to say or complaints or what have you, consider calling your sponsor or consider calling AMSL. But never complain down. They say praise goes down and complaints go up in your AMSL business. I heard something this weekend I was listening to, and it said 70% of the people out there are looking for an opportunity. If you don't let them know about what it is that you have to offer with the AMSL business opportunity, they might find some other opportunity. I recently ran into an acquaintance that joined another business. It was selling nutritional products for another company, and he's a car guy to boot. And I can only wonder if I didn't do my part and offer him to work with us, and not, or I didn't represent the AMSL business properly, to him. So always just always be aware that you know what the business opportunity has, and the fact that they can be sponsored and work with us and AMSOIL, especially if they're car guys. You know, he'd probably have a lot more fun hanging out with other car people than trying to sell nutritional supplements. Maybe someday he'll decide to do that. I don't know. Presenting the opportunity is key. How can you do this? Use AMSOIL literature and tools. There's plenty of that available. The G85 Business Opportunities Brochure. Sum of Its Parts DVD is still available. And you can use that for sponsoring and helping new people understand the opportunity that's available of the products, the company, and the opportunity. Create your own story and put that in a quick and easy-to-read brochure. I've done this, and I've encouraged dealers on our team to do this. If you don't have your story of why you decided to work with AMSOIL and why you're working currently and what brought you to AMSOIL and what you're excited about and the goals, have that story available to tell to others. You'd be surprised how many people find that and want to do the same thing. And then put your story on your website and on social media. So you might have a page on your website that says My Story, and it'll tell everybody how you got started and how you found AMSOIL and all that stuff. Show people how you're building your business. Always, you know, tell people what, you know, type of customers that you like to work with, the type of shows you're doing, what you're doing to increase your business. People will be interested in that. While AMSOIL is not a get-rich-quick business, if you work at it consistently over a period of time, you could have a full-time plus income or even have a significant six-figure income if you so desire. There are no limits in our business, and the use of synthetics are growing every single day. It's currently only about 10 or 15% of the entire lubricant marketplace is synthetic lubricants. AMSOIL is less than 1% of that. 99% of the cars and trucks on the road today are not using AMSOIL products. There is opportunity on every corner, in every town, in every state. So get out there and sponsor. Two ways to sponsor. Get someone to use the products or show someone the opportunity. That's the two ways. Show them the opportunity to earn money. Some dealers do come to the AMSOIL business by way of the opportunity. They saw a need and they saw the availability that they could become their own independent dealer. They could own their own business, and that interested them. Most of the people that do come to AMSOIL do it by way of using the products, being introduced to the AMSOIL. And then their whoever showed them that they could make money by using the products and selling them to other people that are interested in that. So maybe it's a good time to send out a little quick note to some of your preferred customers. Send out a note to your catalog customers, the fact that they're already using the products. Would they like to make money on the products that they're using, plus any products that they recommend to their friends? And that's a good way to get them started as AMSOIL dealers. Lastly, last couple minutes here, I'm going to talk a little bit about personal development. I do a lot of this. If you don't realize that I probably spend one-fourth of my time working on personal development, whether it's financial, whether it's business, whether it's learning something new, I spend a lot of time on personal development. And I believe 100% that everybody should if they want to get better at what they're doing. What are your goals for bettering yourself for the year? Many people spend time and money going to school, whether it's college or taking classes. We, as AMSOIL dealers, sometimes spend money on training and events. Each dealer should consider setting a budget to increase their skills. Spending a portion of your AMSOIL check on furthering your education is money well spent. So set your budget. Maybe for every $100 you earn in AMSOIL, you buy yourself one book for $10. That $10 book could change your life. There's many free items as well. You could go to YouTube or get e-books, etc. You can educate yourself. A lot of the Jim Rohn stuff, a lot of the motivational stuff you can watch on YouTube. Spend a couple minutes every day. Start your day out and watch a motivational. You can get a lot of stuff on YouTube, as well as ebooks. A lot of the big classic books are now available on ebook. Consider taking an online class. I've done this in the past. I've taken it from people that I've interviewed, Jackie Ulmer or Todd Falcone. I've bought some of their materials to help me build my business. So consider taking an online class. Many of these are available for $40, $50, $100, $150, money well spent, if you ask me. Consider hiring a coach. I actually met with a personal development coach the other day that's affiliated with the Proctor Gallagher Association, and considering hiring a coach to find out how I can become better. Many top professionals hire coaches to improve their game. We spend a good portion of our time and money, again, on personal development. I consider it money well spent. Well, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the calls and listening to these calls. We hope that they help you get more out of life and your AMSOL business. Feel free to give us a call anytime if you got any questions or anything. And appreciate you getting on the call tonight. I'm cut a little bit short just because I've got a meeting here a little bit. But if you like these calls, be sure to share them with your team. Use them. Listen to them again. If you got a good comment or you got a good recommendation for a resource, go ahead and post that in the show notes on the comment section if you've got a good resource for personal development or anything like that. And thanks again. Hope everybody has a great week. Get out there and make some AMSOL happen. Good night.